suppose somebody says, I'm not going to do something, and you want to agree with them, say the same thing. Suppose one man's talking to two of you, and one man says, now I want you to sign a paper here, and you say, well, I'm not going to do it, and the other man might say, nor what?
Nor I either.
Mm-hmm. This is what part of my
forehead
here, and this is not my left, but it's my
right.
My right
ear.
And if you don't shave, you grow a what?
Beard.
And you put your food in your
mouth.
And this is one
tooth.
And I have two
teeth.
And the teeth fit in the what?
Gum.
This is what part of my hand?
Palm.
These are my what?
Knuckles.
Fish. And sometimes people get an ailment and they say they get stiff in their
joint.
And if they have this ailment, what do they call it usually?
Rheumatism.
Any other word for that? Ever hear anybody say rheumatics?
Yeah, rheumatics. Mm-hmm.
Rheumatiz?
Mm-hmm.
Use that? Which is the most common, would you say, around here?
Rheumatics, I believe.
Mm-hmm. Suppose you have a... this is what part of my body?
Chest.
And this is what part?
Shoulder.
And you say a boy is unusually developed for his age, you know. He can really do things that an older man can, sometimes better. You say, I saw that boy pick up a 200-pound barrel and stuff the other day. You say, boy, he's really what? He's what kind of a boy? He's a...
Strong, you mean?
Is that the most natural word you'd say? Say he's what?
Strong as his father?
Another word for strong.
Stout?
Yeah. Is that most common around here? Or is strong? Which size?
Stout, I believe.
Which?
Stout, I believe.
Suppose you had an old person who got around very well. What? How would you describe her? How would you say? You'd say she's...
Put it a fiddle?
Well, any other words?
Five for eight.
If a young person's like that, would you use the same expression or something different? What would you say? Would you say she's...
I don't recall it.
Well, would you say she's spry for a young person too?
Yeah.
Or usually you use that for old
spry
people?
For her age is...
I mean,
describe the old person.
Usually for an old person.
Yeah.
Suppose somebody, when you were a little boy, maybe your mother told you to go up in the attic and get something, and it was very dark up there, and you say, no, I don't want to go up there, I'm what?
Scared or afraid?
And suppose somebody is like that today, some woman's, a very old woman is afraid to go up in the attic because it's dark, or afraid it's haunted or something like that, you'd say, well, she is now, but she's afraid now, but she, what?
Never used to be afraid of the dark.
You call somebody who lights matches around an empty gasoline drum what? Say he's being what?
Foolish.
What else?
Crazy.
Anything else? Not so strong a word as crazy. He's just... If he doesn't...
That means it's simple.
Well, if he doesn't care, he's what?
Careless.
Yeah, that's it. They ever call people queer around here? Use that word apply to people.
Yeah, so.
What does that mean?
Mm-hmm. Kind of old.
Mm-hmm. Suppose somebody's the type of person who gets something in his head and he's, no matter how much you argue, you can't change his mind. You might tell him, oh, don't be so what?
Stubborn?
Don't you have any other words except stubborn? Would you always say stubborn? I mean, it's kind of natural, everyday expression. What would that be?
Thick-headed.
Some people, you ever hear somebody say set? He's
set in Italy.
Yeah.